Welcome to this deep dive where we're looking at unlocking potential right in your own backyard. We're exploring how to really transform outdoor living spaces here in Surrey, from just summer spots into actual year-round havens. We see it all the time, this Surrey paradox. Gorgeous patios, great decks, but they only get used, what, maybe 3, 4 months a year? I mean, we have this mild climate, everything's green, which is lovely, but then bam, really wet winters, and now increasingly dry summers with those strict watering rules. So the question is, what if your deck or patio felt just as inviting on a, let's say, damp November evening as it does on a bright July afternoon?
And it's really not a fantasy. It comes down to thoughtful design, year-round thinking, really, built for our specific Pacific Northwest climate. Let's unpack that blueprint for a true four-season oasis.
Okay, let's start with the structure, the hardscaping. Rain protection is obviously key. A simple patio umbrella probably won't cut it for much of the year.
No, not for serious use. Those adjustable louvered roof systems for pergolas, they're fantastic. Total flexibility. They can be a solid, waterproof roof, even with gutters, or you tilt them for sun or air.
Okay.
And if you go for a solid roof, those translucent covers offer choices too. Polycarbonate, for instance, is, well, it's incredibly strong. Think falling branches, heavy snow load.
Right.
Yeah, much tougher than glass.
Yeah.
Or there's acrylic, it's a bit more brittle perhaps, but gives you amazing clarity, lets almost all visible light through. Great for darker days.
Good point. Now, underfoot, patios, walkways, they need to be safe, especially when wet. We're talking slip resistance.
Absolutely crucial. Things like textured concrete pavers or natural stone slate, travertine, and they have inherent grip. And this brings up water management, doesn't it? Permeable pavers are a really smart, eco-conscious choice here.
How do those work exactly?
Well, they let rainwater filter right through the joints into the base below. So less pooling on top, it reduces the load on the storm drains and actually helps filter pollutants.
Interesting. Okay, what about decks? The classic cedar look versus newer composite materials. How do they stack up for year-round use in our climate?
Western red cedar is beautiful, no doubt,
Yeah.
but it is a softwood. In our damp climate, you're looking at annual cleaning, staining, definitely, to get that 15, 25-year lifespan.
That's a fair bit of upkeep.
It is.
Yeah.
Now, composite decking that's engineered, it doesn't absorb moisture like wood does, so it won't rot, warp, crack.
Hmm.
You just clean it. It lasts, 25, maybe even 50 years plus.
Wow.
Yeah, it costs more upfront, sure, but you get this huge time dividend back in saved maintenance over the years.
Makes sense. Okay, let's shift from the hard stuff to the living elements. A four-season garden can't just be about summer flowers, right?
Exactly. Evergreens are the backbone, the structure. Think emerald cedar for those tight privacy screens, or maybe Portuguese laurel for a really lush, dense edge. And to brighten up winter, look for plants with interesting bark, like the fiery red stems of red twig dogwood, or winter berries, holly, beauty berry. And because our winters are mild, we get those lovely early bloomers like hellebores, witch hazel. It's a real treat.
So thinking about that Surrey paradox again, wet winters, dry summers, how do we plant smartly for that specific challenge?
Yeah, good question. Native plants are often your best bet. Things like salal or red flowering currant. They're already adapted, right? They handle the wet winters and the drier summers, needing less water overall. And then there's xeriscaping. It sounds technical, but it's just drought-tolerant design. Using plants like lavender or sedum, you get a beautiful lush garden that doesn't need constant watering and, crucially, complies with summer restrictions.
Right, those watering rules are key. So to really stretch the usability, warmth and light become important, especially in the shoulder seasons and evenings. Fire features are always popular, but there are strict rules locally.
Oh, absolutely. Very important point. Wood-burning fire pits, fireplaces, even those little chiminias, they're strictly prohibited across Metro Vancouver. Fire risk and air quality concerns.
Okay, so no wood fires. What are the legal options then?
You need CSA or ULC approved natural gas or propane features. They're smokeless, you get instant on-off control, consistent heat, and they meet the safety regulations.
Got it. And for just pure heating without the ambiance of fire necessarily, what works best in our kind of damp coastal air?
Infrared heaters. They are really, really effective here because they heat objects and people directly, not the air itself.
Ah, so the heat doesn't just blow away.
Precisely. The warmth stays put, even with a breeze. Much more efficient for an outdoor space than trying to heat the air.
Okay. And lighting. Bringing the garden alive after dark seems essential for year-round use.
It really transforms the space. A good lighting plan isn't just sticking lights everywhere, it uses different layers. ambient light for general mood, task lighting for safety, think path lights, step lights, and then accent lighting to highlight, say, a beautiful tree or a water feature.
And what kind of systems work best? Solar seems easy, but maybe not reliable enough.
For reliability, especially with our variable sunshine, particularly in winter, low-voltage wired systems are the way to go. Consistent, dependable light. Solar can be great for maybe small decorative accents, but not for primary lighting.
Right. Okay, last piece, but maybe the most critical behind the scenes. Water management. Dealing with too much water in winter and then not enough in summer.
It's a huge factor here. Proper drainage is non-negotiable in winter. That might mean careful grading of the land, maybe installing French drains underground, or catch basins to actively collect and direct water away. Protects your house foundation, protects your plants from sitting in soggy soil.
And then the flip side, for summer.
For summer, with Metro Vancouver's watering restrictions, usually May 1st to October 15th, smart irrigation systems are almost essential. Things like weather-based controllers that adjust automatically based on rainfall or soil moisture sensors. They save water, keep plants healthier by watering correctly, and importantly, ensure you're following the rules.
So pulling this all together, what's the main takeaway for someone listening? Creating that year-round outdoor space in Surrey isn't really about fighting our climate.
No, not at all. It's about embracing it, understanding it, and designing with it. Intelligently.
Right. Using smart design choices.
It boils down to getting the foundation right with durable hardscaping and shelter, layering in plants for year-round interest, integrating warmth and light effectively, and managing water smartly, both excess and scarcity. They all work together.
It really shows that your backyard, your deck, your patio, they have so much potential beyond just those few sunny months. Potential for year-round enjoyment, year-round memories.
So maybe the question for you listening right now is this. What part of your outdoor space is sitting dormant most of the year? And what could be your next year-round aha moment out there?